And here's a look at First News. It's fair. It's accurate. It's really the only place around where you can get the damn truth. The UN said thousands of more Palestinians are fleeing Gaza. Desperation because Israel keeps shelling them. 70% of the population have left. The number making the way south has quickly been triggered by the war against the terrorist, bloodiest, ruthless terrorist on the planet, Hamas, after their October 7th assault. Which, by the way, they still refuse to show the public all the video from that because they know how it would influence you in your decision about what's going on over there in Hamas. By the way, the news media outlets never really picked up the footage of all the Ukrainians when they were fleeing the Ukraine and the various countries, too. They want to make an anti-Israel point. That's all they're doing. In fact, there's a poll out, a new poll out that shows that 40% of Americans think that Israel's doing too much against these Nazi Hamas terrorists. 40%. Most of them young. They don't give us the demographic, and they don't tell you where most of those polls people were polled at. But for anybody that knows history, they're on the side of Israel and know they are doing what needs to be done. 40% believe Israel's gone too far. 40%, folks. No idea. No idea. Well, AP said Democrats had plenty to celebrate yesterday in the off-year election. Evidence that they can win races centered around the debate over abortion. Abortion rights supporters won big in Ohio and other states. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear was reelected in Kentucky after running ads painting his challenger an extremist on abortion. Is that why? Or is it because he was the incumbent? Maybe that was why. The Virginia State House will be in Democratic control in Virginia, something that Governor Glenn Youngkin did not want to see. The off-year elections provide a snapshot of American politics heading into 24. Let me tell you just one thing, folks, that is not getting any play anywhere in the country but here about the national debate over abortion. Folks, it goes to show that the United States Supreme Court, that is overwhelmingly conservative, made the right decision over a year ago when they put abortion right decisions in the hands of the states.
Yeah.
And the states will determine how they want abortion to run. And yesterday, these states made their own decisions on abortions. So the Supreme Court made the right one, giving the power back to the states. Republican David Owen, he's winning in Virginia over Democrat Susan Gibson. That case drew attention when Susan Gibson engaged in sex acts with her husband on a pornographic website. Gibson ran against Owen in one of their competitive districts, but while she was live streaming her sex acts and included soliciting payments for viewers who wanted to watch it. And so she got into a little hot water over that one. The House of Representatives, Democrats included, voted yesterday to censure Democrat Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan for her rhetoric about Israel-Hamas war. I like how they call it rhetoric instead of hate, because it was hate for Israel, basically, is what it is. The resolution to censure Tlaib was introduced by Rich McCormick of Georgia in her anti-Semitic rhetoric on the House floor. It was bipartisan, too, with Democrats also voting to censure Rashida Tlaib. The vote was 234 to 188. Some Democrats were standing by her side. Others were not. The criticism reached heights after the attack by Hamas. All Democrats stood by her, but when the vote came yesterday, a lot of Democrats voted to censure her. What does it mean? Nothing much, really. Censure has long been viewed as a punishment and as a last resort, but all it does is just let her know that the House was not impressed by her conduct. That's all, really, that it does. The third Republican debate will feature prominently foreign policy issues and Israel's response to a terrorist attack tonight. Five candidates will be on stage. Donald Trump will be absent from that debate tonight. It's being held down in Miami. The Supreme Court seems likely to preserve a federal law that will prohibit people who were under domestic violence restraining orders from having guns. The justices suggested they will reverse a ruling from an appeals court in New Orleans that struck that ban down in 1994 in order to keep guns away from spouses or partners that already have been convicted of domestic violence. Syphilis cases are on the rise again, and they're on the rise in U.S. newborns. Health officials calling for a new measure to stop the increase, including encouraging millions of sexually active women in childbearing ages and their partners to get tested. The Centers for Disease Control said 3,700 babies were born with syphilis last year. That's 10 times more than we had a decade ago. The International Monetary Fund said the European Central Bank and other policymakers across Europe are going to try to keep interest rates where they're at their current levels, now that inflation over there is starting to slow down, but they have sluggish growth as well. The IMF said in their twice yearly regional economic outlook for Europe that the bank and other banks that are not part of the Eurozone are reaching the peak now in their interest rate cycles. Global shares were mostly lower this morning. Everybody's waiting for a speech for our U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell to see what he'll do with interest rates. Benchmarks rose in London, Sydney, and Taiwan, fell in most of the other major markets. Oil prices were up just a little bit, but good news for the consumer when it comes to fuel prices, as the supply is starting now to outpace demand in the countries, slowing economies in China, slowing production here in the United States. Demand for fuel will go down. Supplies would be going up, and that could mean lower fuel prices still to come in the future. The owner of Facebook and Instagram said they are going to put new labels on political ads using artificial intelligence. New policy by Meta goes into effect January 1. The California company's policy is intended to help voters know when they see a political ad that contains altered images, video, or audio. The AI programs have made it easier than ever to generate lifelike voices and images that in the wrong hands could mislead a voter. We already know what Facebook and others were doing from their testimony last year, asked to do by whom? The FBI and others, to influence people on their social media sites. GM's Cruise autonomous vehicle, they have to recall them, update their software. After one of the GM electric vehicle Cruises dragged a pedestrian to the side of a San Francisco street last month. That's not good. Safety regulators have to update the software. Cruise vehicles will remain stationary. The October 2nd crash forced Cruise to suspend driverless operations. The California Department of Motor Vehicles revoked the license for Cruise to operate there while transporting vehicles without any human drivers through San Francisco. Remember, we told you that was a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Well, one of them hooked onto a person and drug him down the sidewalk, and it's just not working the way they want. Plus, folks, you know, get yourself a GM product and put a Queen song on and clap your hands as you drive down the roads. One of the biggest reasons people are citing when saying they won't buy electric vehicles is the range anxiety that they have. The fear of running out of juice on the road and they're nowhere to recharge it. The Stellantis Ram brand may have an answer, especially for people who need a truck to haul or tow things. It's called the Ram Charger, a pickup that can travel 145 miles on electricity with a V6 gas engine and generator then to recharge the battery. That makes perfect sense. Run a V6 gas engine, not to run the car, but to charge the battery. So then the battery will run the car. So you're using two energies.
Right.
Instead of one. Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense to me. That'll get us all to buy an electric vehicle. Our Ram CEO said the new power system will eliminate range and charging anxiety. So when you run out of juice, you can pull over, and then that V6 engine, rather than getting you onto your destination, it will just charge the battery while you sit there, and then you can go.
You can't charge your car as fast as you can fill it with gas.
No, you can't. It's going to get there someday, but it's not there yet. And this is interesting, especially after our discussion yesterday with Stacy Zinn, former DEA agent here in the area. And I asked her about these exact things. The Treasury Department now has imposed sanctions on 13 members of Mexico's powerful Sinaloa cartel and four Mexico-based firms accused of, trafficking fentanyl into our country. The sanctions are managers of these cartel operations who oversaw the trafficking of these drugs with restaurants, mining companies, and others. It cuts them off from the U.S. banking system, blocks their assets as we try to get a handle on the very, very open, uncontrolled borders that we have on the South side since Joe Biden took office over 2.5 years ago. Well, the big news this morning, that $143 million bond issue they were trying to throw onto the community of Billings went down. Folks, it not only went down, it went down faster than the Titanic went down. Final vote tallies are in. Overwhelmingly, taxpayers said no way. 69% of voters said no. Only 31% of voters said yes. 20,837 to 9,300. No against yes yesterday. By the way, in case you're wondering, only 31,781 people voted yesterday out of the 77,000 people that live in Billings. It'd be interesting to see some of the breakdowns in demographics. For instance, it'd be interesting to see how many of the gang members voted for all of the recreational opportunities that all these proponents said they would all be for and participate in.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that breakdown yet. We're going to look at it. We're going to see if we can get it for you. Oh, in the Mediterranean's olive-growing countries, weather caused by climate change is taking a toll. As a farmer, that's good to know, because weather takes its toll on our crops too, and we want to know whether it's climate change weather that's hailing us out or just regular weather. They know that this weather that affected the olives in that area was caused by humans and not just regular weather occurrences. Drought among some of the factors that took a production on olive oil. Folks, we've been having drought for thousands of years, but this drought is different. This drought was, they say, because of climate change. And so olive oil prices are going up. Surging olive oil prices, you will see that reflected at your grocery stores. There are now olive robbers that are running in and picking olives and stealing them. Fewer olives for growers already contending with high production cost is making it difficult to keep up with olive oil. So look for the cost of olive oil to go up. And olive growing is just like apple growing, cherry growing in the flathead, wheat growing, beet growing, corn growing. It's all agriculture. Mm-hmm. It's all affected by drought, rain, frost, heat. It's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. And in case you give a rat's, People magazine named Patrick Dempsey as the sexiest man alive. The actor and driver takes a mantle from Captain America star Chris Evans. He was last year's selection. The pick was announced yesterday, and he's on Grey's Anatomy. And People had star joked to People magazine that he's always been the bridesmaid in the selection process, but didn't even know he was considered. So he's 57. His cover story will be out Friday in case you want to learn about the sexiest man alive. Mark Wilson finished second.
No.
And sexiest man alive. So Patrick Dempsey, I don't know who he is. I don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
Well, is that the same guy that was on Dallas?
No.
Okay, good.
No. That was Patrick. Was that Duffy?
Oh, probably.
Yeah. I know more about Jack Dempsey than I did Patrick Dempsey. So, but anyway, that's who the sexiest man alive is. And they don't know whether he is a man or not. He hasn't picked yet.
No.
So we still have those awards, though.
In sports, Major League Baseball, because of the pitch clock, in the 9-inning games for the series, they averaged 3 hours, 1 minute apiece, the fastest since 1996, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. And the first postseason of the pitch clock also included defensive shift limits, larger bases, leading to increased stolen bases, and appearing to contribute to higher batting averages. So that is win-win-win all the way around on that deal.
And, folks, those average game times would have been down even more, except for they have to wait for the commercial breaks.
That's true.
You know, and during the playoffs, they run longer commercial breaks because they paid a lot.
Right.
And they have to wait a lot longer between innings than they do. And same thing when they bring in a relief pitcher and they go to commercial break.
Right.
So that also added to the extended time. So there you are. Well, it's going to be breezy for a while today, I guess. 51 degrees for us this afternoon under partly sunny skies. There were some scattered showers around, believe it or not, that came through overnight. Just a light kind of shower, but most of those have now moved on. Let's see what we have here.
Hey, another wreck eastbound of I-94 at the 106 to 117 mile marker.
Mm-hmm.
Rosebud to something. We got so many miles of wide open highway here, I don't know where my mile markers are.
Yeah. Well, and the wind was freezing that moisture. You know, it creates a wind chill out there. Today, partly sunny, 52. Tomorrow, all sun, 50. Friday, 52, partly sunny. 53 Saturday, that's the night of the trip party. Easy traveling. Sunday, 58. And then next Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to be into the 60s. 3 days of golf in a row. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Mark.
Wow.
Yeah, so, boy, you better rest up.
Count on me.
Currently windy, 44 out there at 6:44, and that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together, Weird Wednesday. Maybe a chance for you to get in for the Flakes trip during that today, and thanks for tuning into the Cat.